just feeling into a really comfortable, balanced posture that you feel can let you relax into the meditation, so that you're not holding on with the muscular effort in any way, but also not doing anything to your body by twisting or slumping or something that doesn't hold the energy up. So just finding what feels good there. Then we could just together, like, just take three deep in-breaths and out-breaths, everyone to their own rhythm. Just to breathe right into the bottom of the belly, to, like, stretch that breathing muscle, its elasticity. Now, I'd like to read a poem that I didn't read yesterday by a Zen poet called Dogen. Bowing formally, a snowy heron on the snowfield, where the winter grass is unseen, hides itself in its own figure. Bowing formally, a snowy heron on the snowfield, where the winter grass is unseen, hides itself in its own figure. And tomorrow I will talk more about this poem and the formless in the form and the form in the formless, and these questions of how we manifest our form in this precious human birth. So just settling into body as anchor. Whether that be just the weight of the body sitting here. The solidity of it. The density of it compared to the space around it. Just letting the weight of the elbows be pulled by the natural gravity. So letting them drop a bit more. Dropping the shoulders. Raising the spine a bit. Dropping the head a bit. Chin towards chest, just a little bit. feeling the contact of the hip bones underneath on the cushion or on the ground if you're lying down. Just this establishing awareness with the body, however that's easiest for you, whether that be a whole body feeling, rather the whole of the skin encountering the air outside, whether that be more inside the bones or in one particular place in the body, just finding where your anchor place is, your ground is. Just establishing awareness from there. Like an opening out of antennas. also be just the heat of the body, the heat of the hands, the warmer feeling that we can sense inside the mouth, or just the whole body feeling of not being a cold being, being a warm-blooded being, with often a lot going on, especially after breakfast. It's the digestive system and all of everything else that's involved with all of that movement, heart, lungs, digestion, blood pumping around. All of that creating a certain heat in the body, maybe a bit warmer than at other times. And that can be something to connect into, just that warm body feeling. Maybe the warmth behind the eyes, around the eyeballs. Just sinking further into this anchoring, this stillness that's in movement of inside body. Like a big armchair that we're sitting further into. Allowing ourselves to drop into that, the peacefulness that's there naturally. Even with agitation on top. Even with things moving. Through it, or underneath, or behind. There's some natural stillness. That we don't own, but that is part of us. That can be tapped into. Just sinking a bit further, where there's a holding, just unclenching, untightening, without any sort of why that's there or... wishing it away, just allowing that sinking, unclenching, and untightening. So that we keep dropping through the layers. And changing a bit the focus of attention now to sensations coming up, pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. Just if you feel like to be curious about that for a bit. And if there's unpleasant sensation, like a shaking or a tension or tight tautness, just that sinking through it, that's a different, very different energy, attitude from the pushing away, the resistance. We could travel around in the body a bit, and where there's anything still taut, just dropping through that in that unclenching way. Like the clenching is being done by the sense of self, by the I. Often unconsciously we're holding something in a knee, in a shoulder, in the forehead or the neck. We're holding on to a tension there. That conscious awareness can just dissolve that just through bringing that light of gentle kindness there, of awareness. And the easeful places where there's some peace, some ease, some flow. Maybe less intense, the sensation. Finding a place of ease there in the body. Often the lower lip is easy to find that. It could be elsewhere, just to dwell there a bit, noticing that sensation of ease. just dwelling in that ease. Just to get to know what pleasant is. Especially if there's more of a tendency to focus on the unpleasant. For the mind, the body, heart to go towards the difficult sensations. So to get to know a little bit more the pleasant, just to change the habit, if that's the habit. We all need safety. We all need a home in ourselves. And to find that home and make ourselves comfortable there. To find that treasure. Not to hide away. Not to repress difficult sensations. Just to dwell a little more from ease. If we feel like that. That's something that appeals. To go towards, to become familiar. With that lovely friend. The beloved. Inside us. The divine. Or just simply easefulness. Sometimes that easefulness can be easy to connect with and all pervasive. And we can just sit there in the zing of that. The simple energy of that. And sometimes it feels like it's behind a few screens or something. Like a bit further away, but still there. And just allowing for that slow approach. So that maybe there's agitation, but you can feel that underneath somewhere there's that easeful flow as well. Almost like a phone call that you're struggling to hear the person. But you can hear them, but it's just not very strong. And you say, yes, I can hear you, but and you're just focusing on stretching your ear. Like stretching our inner ear of awareness towards that dwelling of ease. Or it may be that we don't need to struggle to accept ourselves because it's already accepting. It's just naturally there. like the molecules of love inside us that don't weigh anything up and say, there's love if this, there's no conditions, it's just there. Turning now towards the moods of the mind, like the weather in the passing through the sky. Just bringing awareness to what the mood is now. A little bit like what's on today. From that place of grounded in the body, from that place of easefulness, even if a faint connection with that. Just plain honest, checking out what the mood is, with no judgment of whether it should be there or not, like what the flavour is. Mind state, emotional state, without needing a name. Could just feel into the essence of it without having to have a name if you want. Just that wider, easeful dwelling space. Having that capacity to embrace whatever's coming through. no matter how wobbly that may be or uncertain, that mood is okay to be here. Just being able to receive that, or a little bit of it, a little taste of it. If it's intense, just a little bit, like dipping a toe in the water. Maybe feeling that area of the diaphragm. I'm just feeling where that, how that is with encountering the mood, how that feels there. And then maybe we could breathe through the diaphragm, letting go of any tautness there. And equally, if the mood is more tending towards brightness and sunshine and joyfulness, a full taste of that, a full delicious taste of that. These things change and move. So kissing the joy as it flies. Widening out awareness to like the container of all these moods and feelings and sensations. And just feeling how that is, the receiving of all of those, without their stories of shoulds or shouldn'ts. So as we were doing earlier, the groundedness in the body as the anchor. And the easeful dwelling place. Somehow all of this coming together as container to receive sensations, emotions, moods, changingness, movement, stillness. as if we were the sky, receiving the clouds and the rains and the suns, the winds. Just to change a bit from the habit of jumping on the train or the boat of a feeling, thought, moves that carries us away down the river. So like a gentle holding of all these mind movements. Like the big old Mother Universe holding us gently. And this big old Mother Universe inside us holding this in its arms with no conditions. No demands. Just yes, I see you. All you feelings, sensations, pushes and pulls and moods. Yes, you're there. It's okay. Maybe bringing to mind, if you feel like the where someone in your life has cared for you and given you that unconditional love, and just to connect with that feeling when you think of what you received from that person. That tree, or but normally everybody's had a person that they've got to know the feeling of love from. You can go, oh yes, I do know you, love. I do know you. I know that feeling. Somewhere inside us, it's there, planted in us. A taste of love. That we carry with us like a seed inside us. That we can grow. And rely on. the seed of love, our belonging, our place of refuge, sanctuary, beauty, our best friend. And patience with the discovering of that, the reconnecting, sometimes takes a few goes to get a good connection. Takes a while sometimes. May we be free. May we find our belongings. May we share our belongings.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.